This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Casey Mangan. Casey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. So what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in 1976 in Heidelberg, Germany.
Heidelberg, Germany.
Yes,
so
sir.
So what was the path to St. Joan of Arc?
Well, my husband's job brought us to Indianapolis, and we ended up buying a house around the corner of St. Joan of Arc. We actually tried three other parishes and then decided maybe we should actually try the one that is right around the corner from our house, and went and fell in love the first day.
So what was it like for you walking into the church that first day? What stood out?
Well, I love the old feeling. So I love the stained glass, the old original type. We got married in a small, older church, and so I loved that feeling. And then what really grabbed us was we loved the music, and then the homily was great, and it was kind of like, oh, we actually, like, feel at home. So my husband and I looked at each other during the homily, I think we found our parish. And then we stood up to leave at the end, and three people came up and welcomed us to the church, introduced themselves, which you don't always find when you go to a Catholic church. So we loved that. It was very welcoming.
So what are some of the things that you and your husband, and what is your husband's name? That you guys,
my husband's David.
David. And what have you guys gotten involved with as far as different groups or committees?
So I do one that was called Moms, the Ministry of Mother Sharing, which has changed to, I think the formal name now is Grace Within, but it's a kind of a group for women who want to dive a little deeper into their spirituality. We've done agape groups, which are small groups for fellowship, really. So we would host single people in their kind of mid to late 20s to mid 30s, professionals, young professionals who were not attached anywhere to anybody. And we did engaged couples sponsors for a while at the beginning. My husband's a Eucharistic minister and a lector. I'm trying to think what else. Angel Tree. We do the Angel Tree as well. I make phone calls for that and then deliver gifts.
It's a lot of stuff.
I know. I'm like, I can't remember if there's anything else. We love the parish, so we've been pretty involved. Our kids started out in school at the school, and I was very active there. I was on the, you know, parent board and or like to do teacher appreciation and things like that. So we've been pretty involved. My husband was on school commission for a while. So
what's been some of your favorite moments? Some things that just really stood out?
I will say for us, the agape groups have been a wonderful thing. Father Guy started those when we only had one child. So like 13 years ago, hosted kind of a small dinner. And the idea was then you would go out and host your own dinner with different groups from the parish. And like I said, we do kind of we've done the young professionals, kind of mid 20s to actually we had people all the way up to mid 40s, but single people. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for us to meet people in the parish that you maybe wouldn't normally hang out with because we're married with, I mean, now we have 7 children in our house. So that's not usually a group that would connect with like a single person in their, you know, late 20s, mid 30s. But we found that people loved coming over and having dinner and then just sharing in their faith and fellowship and share their lives and what's going on. And it was just no pressure. So I think that's probably been one of our most favorite experiences is just building that fellowship outside of church. But then when you see them in Mass, it's great to, you know, wave and say hello and kind of makes you feel like a smaller community rather than a bunch of little communities within a big one.
Right.
If that makes sense.
What does agape stand for? Or how did it get termed that?
Well, it means love, really, in Greek. But Father Guy just called them that. I don't know. I would just call it a small church group. He came up with that term, I think, to share the love and fellowship of Christ.
That's great. So who would be a few people that you'd like to give a little appreciation to that you've been able to work with and kind of help through the church over the years?
Oh, wow. Well, Melinda Ravelli, of course. I think she's somebody who just holds that parish together. She was one of the people at that first day we went that introduced herself to us. And she has her hand, I feel like, in everything. She's definitely a foundation of the parish and getting people connected. We love Father Guy as well. I mean, we feel like his homilies are, you know, very well put together, to the point, and you know what you're going to get, and it's very easily to be understood, which I think is, I appreciate having children who are listening to it. Joe Burrows, who does the music, is fantastic. We love that. That's my favorite. One of my favorite parts of Mass is the music that he brings to the table. So I would thank him profusely. I'm trying to think if there's Andrea Setmeyer. She does the Moms group with me, so that's been a definite blessing to have a co-leader.
That's great. So if you were going to describe to a new family, just simply, how would you describe the church and the people?
Oh, very welcoming and loving. I mean, if you want to come and be appreciated for who you are and wherever you're at in your life, it's a wonderful place to be.
That's great. Okay. Well, I'm going to close this one out, but I really appreciate your time and God bless all your children.
Oh, thank you. You're probably thinking, holy crap, 7, what?
No, it's great. Catholic. Oh, God. Keep it rocking.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we even did them all intentionally. That's the beauty of
even
it.
Even better.
We have spaces between some and everything. So.
That's great. All right, I'm going to close this out.